It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chen.
Good morning. Our guest today is Dr. Dan Ponder, Director of L.E. Matter Center for Politics and Citizenship at Drury University. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you.
The L.E. Matter Center at Drury University has been committing to building a more democratic and more hopeful world. Can you tell us a little bit more about the mission of the center and some activities that you have?
Sure. The mission of the center goes back to really a quote that was given by L.E. Matter himself, which talks about helping to teach people or give people the tools to engage in an increasingly democratizing world. Mm-hmm. And so to that end, there was an endowment established in 1968, and over time it's grown. And one of the, we've tried to do several things, including we have scholarships for students at Drury to support things like Study Abroad, Study Away, et cetera. We have partnered with places like Grupo Latinoamericano. And one of the things that we're also excited about is the speaker series. And we've been able to bring in sort of a broad array of interesting speakers over the years to speak not just to the Drury community, but to the Springfield and surrounding communities itself. Yeah.
The speaker series is your outreach program.
Right.
To engage the community.
Exactly.
So it's open and free?
Absolutely. Open to the public, absolutely free.
What's the theme of your speaker series this year?
The theme this year is called Women, Their Rights, and Nothing Less. And so what that is set up to do is to commemorate the centennial, the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which allowed for universal female suffrage in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of events do you have arranged?
Well, the first one we have that we're very excited about is Elaine Weiss, who is an author of a book called The Woman's Hour, The Great Fight for the Vote. And that is a really interesting book, an in-depth look at sort of the final push through Tennessee, which was the final state needed to ratify the amendment. I gave it to my wife for Christmas, and she absolutely loved it. And a lot of people from the League of Women Voters had read it. So that's what we're leading off with this year. And we are still in the works to try to put together several more speakers, probably at least one more event later in the semester, which we hope to have at least a couple of Missouri state legislators mm-hmm. come talk about women in the political sphere. And then we're still working on stuff for next semester. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're really excited about the lead off with Elaine Weiss, mm-hmm. I guess this Thursday, September 19th at 6 o'clock at Clara Thompson Hall, which is right there on Benton for people who are looking for it. And again, it's free and open to the public, and we're looking forward to having her here.
Wonderful. In what ways you think that your speaker series contribute to the democratic process?
I think, you know, if you go back, one of the sort of key foundation elements of democracy is the free exchange of ideas. And so we have brought in a series of people. We've looked at all kinds of different things from advocacy to the idea of the First Amendment. So we started with Jeffrey Toobin. In, I believe it was 2015, we've had Carl Bernstein and PJ O'Rourke were here talking about the 2016 election. We've had Alexandra Cousteau, who is the granddaughter of Jacques Cousteau, the great explorer, talking about environmentalism. We've had academic series. We've helped also host a number of things at Metter, and the idea was just to simply get people to come out, think about, you know, hear people that they might not otherwise hear, listen to what they have to say, and then hopefully take that dialogue back home to their schools, to their church, to work, and or at least just roll it around in their own heads and just be involved with some of the many different ideas that our speakers have brought over the last several years.
Indeed. Well, democracy does require collective and continuous effort from everyone.
Absolutely.
Right. And talking about exchange of ideas, that you have an open panel discussion that engage the community.
That's right. There's going to be another one that we are hosting in conjunction with the League of Women Voters, which will be on Friday. this coming Friday, September 20th, at 11 o'clock in the Carnegie Branch Library. And there's going to be a panel discussion which will include Elaine Weiss and Dr. Elizabeth Paddock from Drury, another member from the NAACP, and it will be moderated by Dr. Katie Gilbert of Drury. Mm-hmm. And so that's also free and open to the public, and that's from 11 to 12 on Friday the 20th.
Yeah. So where can our audience find more information about just those events?
Go to the Drury website, and in the search bar, just type in Meador Center, M-E-A-D-O-R, or it can just be www.drury.edu/Meador Center, and they can find all the information they need.
Well, thank you so much, Dan.
My pleasure.
Our guest today has been Dr. Dan Ponder, Director of L.E. Meador Center for Politics and Citizenship at Drury University. I'm Hui-Ping Chen with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and previous ones on the web at ksmu.org. Thank you for listening. Let's make democracy work together.